Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Before we begin with this week's episode, do you know which famous actor worked in a pharmacy before getting his big break? We will reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this week's episode, we will be discussing the importance of expanding the role of pharmacy technicians with Jessica Langley, Executive Director of Education and Advocacy at the National Health Career Association. Langley's role supports pharmacy technician professions and seven other allied health professions, in addition to producing nationally accredited, industry-recognized certification or credentialing exams.
So we tend to partner with educational institutions, training facilities, vocational schools that are offering the initial training in the professions, and then they end that training with that assessment or competency measure, which then in turn is our credentialing exam. Within the organization, my main focus is really in three main areas. So regulatory, which is a big one in the pharmacy technician space. As we know, each state regulates that scope of practice and the rules independently of each other. So it's a lot to take on all the time and to keep up with. So regulatory relationships. So ensuring that overall, as a company, that we are on trend and on par with what's happening in terms of news, industry trends, updates, regulatory issues, what are the hottest topics impacting both healthcare and healthcare education, and where those two actually kind of meet in the middle. And then lastly, it's on recognition. So a big thing that we like to do at NHA is, as these individuals are going through training programs, they're sitting for these national certification exams, it's very important about the jobs that they're getting afterwards. And that credential is a key piece when going and being hired by a healthcare provider or employer. And so part of what we do is help educate healthcare employers about the value of certification. What are industry credentials? What do they mean? What are they assessing? And what does that look like when an individual brings that as part of their resume?
A goal in the pharmacy technician space for NHA is to be one partner for individuals throughout their whole pharmacy technician career. Langley explained some of the many resources NHA provides, including study guides and practice tests for the national exam.
So when we talk about the entire learning life cycle, it may start with their training programs, which NHA offers training resources that can be used by schools or even, let's say, like a retail pharmacy training program, or even an independent pharmacy owner that's looking to train someone to be a pharmacy technician. We help by offering online supplemental resources in that area. We also have a PharmaCyr math product that we see that dosage calculations are one of the hardest kind of skill sets or areas for individuals to pick up. So we've created additional resources to help with that. If you keep going through kind of the channel, the next step would be studying for, and preparing for the national exam. So we have study guides, practice tests, obviously the exam that gets them certified to become a CPHT. And then after they're hired and they're working, we really want to ensure that they continue to have support and resources. So we're looking at developing continuing education, advanced skills training. Of course, we have career readiness resources available through our multiple blogs, and we're continuously trying to put content out there to help them kind of elevate themselves and kind of take their career on to the next level.
According to Langley, certification is the foundation of a person's entry point into the career of a pharmacy technician. In the NHA's annual publication, Access, 90% of employers prefer or require certification of an individual upon hire or shortly after someone is hired.
In Access 2020, the numbers came back, and for the pharmacy technician profession, 90% of employers either prefer or require certification of an individual upon hire or shortly after hire. So that's huge. It's the highest number out of all eight professions. Obviously, that takes into consideration a little bit on the regulatory and legislative side of it, because a lot of states require certification in order to become registered to practice in a state. But what people don't realize is that, yes, it might be a certification might be a box that we want to check to get a job, but it also shows personal commitment to the profession. So an individual that takes the time, you know, to study and prepare and actually, you know, register and go sit for this exam, it takes a lot of effort. So it shows a little bit higher level of dedication to that. Lifelong learning, again, is also very important. If you get certification, you have to maintain that. And by maintaining that, you have to complete professional continuing education every 2 years, 20 hours of it. So again, that allows you to stay up with what's happening in the profession, be up to date on the trends, the newest drugs, any other topics or regulatory issues that might be impacting the practice of pharmacy is always something, you know, to be top of mind. And then also, I think the last piece is being able to have a diverse skill set is really important. So anytime that we can be multi-skilled, so if I was a pharmacy technician that not only knew the basic practice, but I could also do some or was really good at inventory management or maybe some other task within the pharmacy, that makes me more employable, more versatile in the environment, and just kind of sets me up to hopefully perform additional duties, roles, and responsibilities. All in all, trying to just kind of create and climb a career ladder within the pharmacy space.
We are taking a short break to celebrate pharmacy heroes Summer Curley, Mary Miller, and Allison Devitt for their amazing work organizing a drive-through testing center early on in the pandemic. Based out of Rite Aid in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, all three pharmacists traveled back and forth between the testing site and the pharmacy to ensure the staff is trained and is following safety procedures. If you would like to nominate a pharmacist or pharmacy staff member as a pharmacy hero, email the address in our description with your nominee. Now back to the show. When considering how NHA and other organizations can help expand the role of pharmacy technicians, Langley said how parallel movement needs to happen together. As pharmacist roles expand, she said that they can't do a different skill set or job function if someone else doesn't come back and take the duties that they were doing before.
And so there needs to be a little bit of a transition that takes place. And as the pharmacists are elevated, so are the pharmacy technicians. So a couple of things have to happen, though, for that. There has to be trust between the pharmacist and the pharmacy technicians that they can do the roles and duties successfully and competently. So with that comes additional training that needs to be put in place. And then most importantly, the biggest piece is expansion in the pharmacy industry really hinges on regulation and legislation. So the states, the boards of pharmacy have to allow or have to put language in place that allows them to work within their specific scope of practice or to the top of their license is really a phrase that we're trying to push a lot in this particular space. Big thing right now, I think, is we need combined efforts. We need combined voices to advocate for the expansion of pharmacy professionals, both pharmacists and technicians. A key thing when we talk about having to change regulation and legislation is really around data and having the evidence to support and back up the positive movement forward. So if we can show the success via pilots or other states that have done smaller projects with that, that's really key in helping to move that forward and to demonstrate the positive abilities that technicians have. And of course, with that and having that data and that validity, then in turn gains the trust of the pharmacists and you know, hopefully then they can take on more leadership roles and advocate for the technicians as well.
One piece of advice that Langley gives to pharmacy technicians is that education and knowledge is something that can never be taken away from you. So try to gain as much knowledge as you can to make yourself more marketable.
Become diverse in the amount of knowledge that you have to make yourself more marketable. And I think that holds true even more so in a time like this that we're seeing with the pandemic of so many, you know, jobs or occupational areas that have been deemed, you know, essential. Obviously, healthcare is one that is always going to be in that category. So, you know, the first step is obviously, you know, people are very interested in healthcare. It's a very stable profession. It's got great rewards, you know, on the back end. But just being able to perform multiple roles is always really good. Of course, I also have to say, as we start to track and look at generational trends, you know, the individuals graduating from programs are very different now than when I was doing it. And so we have to adapt not only in our teaching methodologies, but also in the expectations and things that we have as a maybe an HR professional or a hiring manager. And the biggest thing that I have seen both personally and professionally of being in this space and hiring individuals is how important the soft skills or the essential skills or professionalism, how valuable and important that is when entering or going into a healthcare profession. The hard skills, right? The clinical skills, the knowledge is really great to have, but being a team player and being thoughtful of others, being caring for your patients and your coworkers, always working hard, going above and beyond, even down to the simplest little things as being on time and being punctual and having the right attire, you know, and just presenting yourself in a professional way. That is the number one thing that employers are looking for.
Did you figure out our fun fact of the week? The actor that worked in pharmacy before getting his big break was Chris Hemsworth. The Australian actor worked in a pharmacy before making it big in Hollywood, with one of his jobs being to sterilize breast pumps after women returned them to the pharmacy. Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for next episode where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.